WAWOTA, happy anniversary to the Wheels and Saddle Club who are celebrating their 40th year. In 1982, a group of horse enthusiasts joined together to form the club, which held clinics, training sessions, film nights and numerous other events to increase their knowledge and interest in driving horses. Membership covered a large area with average yearly membership of 30. Besides promoting driving and riding skills, it has, over the years, promoted good fellowship. Happy 95th birthday to Irene Husband for September 4th. Irene is a resident of the Merrifield Villa. Rianne Watson, White, will be an assistant coach for the Weyburn Richardson Pioneer AAA Gold Wings organization this upcoming season. She is a Gold Wing alum. The Parkland school year started with a welcome back barbecue on August 30th. This is an opportunity to meet the staff and for students to reconnect with their fellow classmates. Welcome to Alan Borum and Jesse Dietold, who have purchased the house at 104 Lonsdale. This house has been owned by someone connected to the Cliff Olson family since 1938. The Jack Donahues, the Cliff Olsons and the Jake Lamorios have all been owners. Alan and Jesse are from Edmonton. Kevin and Bev Kay spent 10 days visiting with family and friends out west. They left Wauwota on August 12th and they traveled to eastern Washington, Idaho, the interior of BC to the Alberta Mountains and on to Calgary before returning home on August 22nd. The Olson family is mourning the loss of Conrad Shatford Olson of Regina. He passed away on September 4th, just 5 weeks short of his 84th birthday. He was a son to Cliff and Irma Olson and a brother to Joan, Carl, Frida, his twin, and Keith. He leaves his wife Bernice and family of Lindsay, Lorraine, and Lana, Keith Hirschmiller, and their families. Congratulations to Kelsey Wyatt and Dylan Mills, who were married at an intimate wedding ceremony on September 2nd. They were lucky enough to be wed in the beautiful backyard of Darcy and Tanya Easton. September 10th was the date of the 7th annual Old Time Threshing Day at the Ken Wilson Farm. There was a good crowd in attendance, plus visiting and reminiscing about years past and stories of harvesting in the past. The United Church RTR served lunch. Shirley Palandat entertained a group of friends on September 9th. Close friends of Betty Drum gathered there to bid her farewell as she will soon move to Saskatoon. Jordan and Annalyn Trinidad and their family, Jordan's mother Josephina and brother John, and his daughter Jillian, traveled to Edmonton over the long weekend. While touring and visiting family, Dana celebrated her 12th birthday and Jillian celebrated her 16th birthday. Gary Dixon has returned home after 2.5 weeks visiting with family members in Ontario. His niece Glenda and her husband Bill McKinnon drove him home. While he was gone, Shirley Corkish ably handled the news in Five Paper and Keith had a break from playing their music.